Back here live from RKGGF Studios, I'm Sam Speck. Happy to have you with us on this Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday, which means we're joined by the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa said she was going to be late. She made it right on time. No issues there. We didn't miss it even by a minute. So great to have you back here in studio.
Thank
though,
you.
Some concerns with the weather out on the East Coast is what it sounds like. My goodness, is your daughter experiencing her first East Coast snowstorm?
That is true. So Jessie, my daughter, lives in Boone, North Carolina, which is actually where Jim Cattori, I think if I'm saying his name right, from the Weather Channel, has been hanging out the last few days.
That's when you know.
So you know you're in trouble when he's there. And they have had like 24 inches of snow. And anyway, she lives on top of the mountain in Boone and works 45 minutes down the mountain. So
we were
having conversation around the weather. And she's at home for another snow day, so.
Good deal, yeah. And with a low profile, little car, not 4x4, it's probably the best case scenario to keep it in. That is, that's good.
She's not in Kansas anymore.
No, very indeed, very indeed. So we've got the rest of December here to discuss. As much as we'd like to say that that's, you know, looking at a lighter half to it, it's really not. We got a busy next couple of days, no doubt about, and then all the way leading up until Christmas, and then obviously some things here and there right after Christmas, but man, it is stocked full for the upcoming weekend and the beginning parts of next week as well. So wherever you'd like to go, let's just go ahead and give our listeners an overview of the next 15-20 days.
We'll just jump right in. So there's like seven things happening on the 11th, which is today. We have recycling at the sanitation yard as always on Tuesdays from 11 to 1. 21st in Maple, so get out, drop your recyclables off. Head on down to the Civic Center at 11:15 to 5:15 for the Red Cross Blood Drive. At noon, which is always on the second Tuesday, AARP has their monthly meetings. So if you're someone who would find that interesting to join that group, they always meet, like I said, on the second Tuesday of every month at the Civic Center. Graduation, so it's semester graduation for everyone at Independence Community College. So tonight they're having graduation in the William Inge Theater. That begins at 5 o'clock. So if you have a student or a CP2 student who might be graduating, check that out. And then we were just talking about this, some fun basketball tonight. So
a little rivalry action.
Yes, that'll be fun. So Independence High School is taking on Coffeyville. The varsity girls will play at 6, and the varsity boys will follow that usually around 8 o'clock. So that should be a fun night of basketball. Excuse me, I probably will have to show up a little late. Tonight is our Rotary Christmas program, so I will miss probably the girls' game or maybe be able to catch the tail end of that. But I love basketball, so I will definitely try to be there. And then also tonight is the Southeast Kansas Cancer Support Group. That is always on the second Tuesday of the month as well at the Nazarene Church. It's in the Family Life Center, which is on the back side of the church. And the address is 3167 South 10th Street. It's just out on South 10th Street. And encourage everyone to get out and participate in that support group if you would find benefit in that. Tonight we're having a speaker, Dr. Scott Null, who will be talking all about the importance of nutrition when you're fighting cancer. It's being sponsored by cancer survivor Lori Kelly and my amazing dentist, Dr. Greg Kelly. So we always have monthly sponsors who provide the snacks and the drinks, and so they will be doing that. Al-Anon, another very important support group, they always meet every Tuesday, and it's a family group, and they meet at 213 West Oak at 7 o'clock. And then there's also another Al-Anon meeting that'll pop up here in a little bit, and I'll give you another date for that one. But Tuesdays there's one, and then I believe there's one on Mondays. So that's all that happens today.
Busy, yeah. And all of the listeners out there, I'll get this out to you as well around Open Line. If you got 30 minutes today, go donate some blood over at the Civic Center, 11:15 till 5:15. You got plenty of time. Again, it takes 20, 30 minutes at most. It's and potentially could save many, many, or at least make it a lot easier in many, many scenarios. We had the fires. We had hurricane season vamp up this year. So get on out and donate some blood today. You can do that over there in Independence. So good stuff. Looks like a couple of things tomorrow, and then I don't even know if we had enough room to what's going on Thursday there, but anything highlighted tomorrow, or do we just kind of dive into a busy Thursday?
Well, we've got basketball tomorrow.
That's
so
right.
Independence Community College will take on Pratt, And that the women's game starts at 6, men's game starts at 8. So I'm glad we're not traveling to Pratt during finals week, that they're coming to us. And we have Country Place Senior Living is doing some bingo, and that should be a lot of fun. That is at 10 o'clock on the 13th, so that's tomorrow, at 2120 North 13th Street. We have Sip and Shop coming up on Thursday evening. So is that right, Thursday?
Yeah, the 13th would be Thursday.
Yes, okay. I think I might have said bingo is tomorrow. If I did, I don't know what I said, but bingo is Thursday.
Bingo's Thursday, gotcha.
Bingo's Thursday.
Plenty of things
and,
happening.
And Main Street Sip and Shop. So here's what you need to know about Main Street Sip and Shop. It is going to be from 5 to 8. They're starting out where else but on Main Street. And if you start at Newton's True Value and you're one of the first 100 people to show up, you will get a free wine glass that has the Sip and Shop logo etched on it from Fab Lab. There's all kinds of stores that are open during those hours from 5 to 8 out at Newton's. And then you can go to Calcor, which is out on West Main. And then you would just make your way in town and hit all of the stores in downtown Independence. Lots of fun things are going to be happening. They're going to have, obviously, drinks and snacks and all kinds of things. Also, Community National Bank is going to be having an open house during that time from 5 to 8, and you can get your kids' holiday pictures taken. They have this huge sleigh in the main bank, so you can get your kids' pictures taken. So that's a fun opportunity to get another holiday picture. And then you can actually go down to Apricot Lane, and Dr. Ann Hogsett, who is a hospitalist at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, has written a book. And she did a lot of newspaper columns, and she's taken those columns and turned them into a book. So she's doing a book signing at Apricot Lane from 5 to 8. And if let's say you got your shopping done and you just aren't interested in that, you can go to a city commission meeting. But I will not be there.
No. And I do like the availability that Independence has with those commission meetings. Again, they are important, especially for some individuals. They can be very, very important. But you can catch those on Facebook as well if you need to get that information. And so very cool, very cool. Plenty of things to do on December 13th. And then again, I'll always give Coffeyville does a great job as well, but Independence is where we're speaking today. You guys do a great job, especially around the holiday season, of subtle ways of kind of pushing people to shop at the local shops. You know, I mean, it's a community event that you're having. It's put on by sponsors. It's everybody's put around. And so it's, you know, for the community, you know, citizens, but it's also for the shops as well. And I think it's a great way to kind of hide that in there. And, you know, subtly be like, oh, you know, this is a citizen event, but it's really for shop local and as well as the citizen and community around it. So I love the fact that Independence does that in subtle ways. Like you had mentioned, your guys' sales were weeks before even Black Friday started, just to keep people within the city limits. So great ideas right there.
Well, sales tax is up. It's like up 3.something%. We talked about it at First Friday, and we did a whole push on Shop Local, and everyone that attended First Friday got this punch card, and on the punch card, it had 23 retailers that participated where you could get, you know, a percentage off by visiting their store. That's amazing, 23, and that wasn't including a lot of the big box stores that we have. So tons of shopping opportunities. So I go back to the city commission meeting. You're exactly right. I will not be there. I will be at Sip and Shop, but you can check that out on the Facebook, city's Facebook page, their website. It's on YouTube. But another thing that will be happening on Thursday night too at 7 o'clock, so you can hit the Sip and Shop and then you can head to the high school because they are having their orchestra winter concert. And the orchestra at the high school is amazing. They are such talented kids. They're actually going to be performing at my Rotary Christmas party tonight. So I'll be able to check that out as well. But if you're looking to really enjoy some holiday music, the high school has a band concert, a choir concert, and an orchestra concert coming up. So Thursday is the winter orchestra concert at the Performing Arts Center at 7. And then we have the Botts Family Christmas. That's at the Christian Church and from 2 to 4:30. And that will be this, it's on the 16th, so that's on Sunday. And everyone is invited to attend that. That's always a great family gathering. And then you can bring free will offering, and they're going to be donating that to the Independence Food Basket. So this family always gives back to the community during their family Christmas concert. And then I mentioned that Al-Anon also has a meeting on Monday, so that is the 17th. They meet every Monday at the Episcopal Church. So if that works better into your schedule and you would find great support in attending Al-Anon, mark those on your calendar. And if you need more information about that, you can call the chamber and we'll help you out. The library always has something fun going on. So they have Ladies Night Out coming up on the 18th, and that will be on a Tuesday at 6 o'clock at the library. So fun opportunity to kind of just hang out as women and do some crafts and have a good time. And then also on the 18th is, I mentioned, the choir concert at the Performing Arts Center at 7. So you should take your kids out and just, I know you don't have any kids, but, you know, I'm talking to the mm-hmm. people who are listening. You know, take your kids out and instill in them the love of music and let them find their interest in, are they interested in a string instrument or singing or playing a band instrument? And because I'm telling you, our programs are so strong. They're starting them in the middle school, and they have an amazing marching band. It's wonderful, the music program we have.
Well, and to go off of that as well, I will always endorse that as well. I am by no means a band aficionado. I mean, I did a little bit of band in school and things like that. I play the guitar now because I kind of picked it up further from what I do. But, you know, going to live shows, seeing that, and then picking up an instrument as well, it kind of makes, you know, your creativity. It makes your creativity explode. Your hand-eye dexterity as well is unbelievable. So, I mean, those are little skills that you wouldn't think that you know, would make things easier on a day-to-day basis. But, I mean, having a creative mind and to expand that just by, you know, for the first 2-3 months of playing guitar, I was awful. It was horrible, but I know it was, you know, expanding and growing my creativity, my patience.
Right.
And I mean, there's a lot of lessons to be learned just, you know, learning an instrument or learning music. The you know, sound is very interesting as well. So I agree with that. I will always endorse that. My kids will, I may take them to their first live show before they even know it. So who knows? But I'm always interested in music. And there's always the scientific studies as well, the way that babies react to music and sound,
right,
and really just how humans in general react to music. So I will always say yes to that.
Well, we're very fortunate, like I said. So check out the Winter Orchestra concert on the 13th at 7 o'clock and the choir concert on the 18th at 7 o'clock. And then I believe there's a band concert that I hope I didn't overlook. But, the band concert I did is on the 17th. So check that out. That's at 6 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. So lots of fun music opportunities. So got one more opportunity that I know of to see Santa Claus before, Christmas arrives. It's important we get the kids out to see Santa maybe one more time. He's going to be at the Temporary City Hall, which is the former Mercy Hospital building at 811 West Laurel Street on the first floor between 3:30 and 4:30. So school will be out and you can just head on down there and visit Santa. And then also that's Wednesday of next week. And also on Wednesday, the chamber's going to be doing a ribbon cutting at Sonic. So have you seen the new Sonic?
I have. It was, I was going to ask you that too. Is it more of like a transition from the old to the new in more of a central location? That kind of seems like what it is, but I mean, it looks beautiful. I love the location, first of all. And then they did a great job with the renovation, rebuild in general. The whole thing got rebuilt, but the location I think is the best. It's a skip away from Annie Mae's right there, right across the street from Taco Bell. And then most importantly, you know, you're a block away from downtown, so I think that's a great location for it.
It is. It is. It's funny because they used to be in downtown, and then they went out on West Main, and I thought, oh my goodness, I'll bet they're going to be crazy busy out there, and they've always said they've missed being downtown. So not only have they come back downtown, and you were talking about all the things that they're close to, but they're still on the highway.
That's 75
that's right. That comes right through there, so they're still
that's
going to get...
That's good truck traffic.
I know.
That's great stuff.
And it's not very far from the chamber office, so for that, we're thankful. And we're going to be having a ribbon cutting to celebrate their new location, and that will be at 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday, December the 19th, and they might be having some specials that day, so I'll just put that little teaser out there. So check out your local Sonic next week on the 19th. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Oh, you were talking about teaching yourself how to play the guitar on the 20th, the next day on Thursday. The middle school's having their choir and guitar concert, and that's at Losey Gym at 6:30. So did you teach yourself how to play with YouTube videos or something?
YouTube videos a little bit. It was more muscle memory. I mean, the YouTube videos helped me out in terms of finger placement. But it's very frustrating to go from placement to placement. And with that, it just kind of, I've learned, again, the whole creativity thing blew up for me because I didn't know I had it in me. But I learned I was very rhythmically talented. I could put sounds together and make a song. I don't know tabs, I don't know chords or notes by any means, but I can produce pretty good sounding music. And over 2.5 years of playing it, I've gotten good at different styles like finger picking and different styles of strumming. So, yeah, no, it was a very frustrating process to start, but to get it, it's very rewarding on the end of it. But yeah, it's just sounds and muscle memory. So it's like, oh, that finger placement sounded good. I'll remember that, you know.
That's cool. You're going to have to record some of that.
Yeah, I need to get it in here. My grandpa, I've been trying to make him a mixtape, and these mics would be perfect for making to get that sound on there. So I need to get that a CD, and then I'll keep it in here so everybody can listen to it.
That's cool. So that fits right in with the Independence Middle School Choir and Guitar Concert, again on the 20th at Losey Gym at 6:30. And then I'll give a little shout-out to the VFW. On the 21st, they're having a bake sale at 113 East Myrtle at 5 o'clock. So they're raising money for all of their great causes. And I think that kind of wraps up the entire
It pretty much does, yeah. And then USD 446 is out. Well,
be on break.
What days is that exactly that they'll be out?
The 24th through January the 5th.
Gotcha.
And then classes will resume on January the 7th. And all the Independence Community College kids are going through finals this week. And then they'll be finished up as well. And I have a CP2 from Poland, and I'm taking her to the airport on Saturday, and she's so incredibly excited to fly home and see her family. She's been gone from them since the summer. I think she came here in June or July, and so.
How exciting.
Yeah. So all those college kids are going to get a nice long break, and then our high school kids will be, or our elementary and high school kids will be on break, and then we'll be back together at the first of the year.
Back and ready to go. And Lisa, we'll have you back next Tuesday. We'll just kind of regroup on what's going on for the rest of December as well. Again, that's Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.